Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zimlick here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and this is an outreach of the Catholic Church here in southwestern Michigan. We're really glad you're with us here today. We read the scriptures that are read at Catholic churches all throughout the world this very day. And here we are, 4 days till Thanksgiving, and the scriptures are pointing, of course, always pointing on the certain way for us to make peace, right? Make peace with our brothers and sisters, to pray for our brothers and sisters. And really this thing that's really been going through my mind, that we're all called to really go deeper in our faith, go deeper in our spiritual life, and really ask ourselves, do I have a spiritual life? Is that dimension of my life fulfilled in any way, shape, or form? Or is it just a dread, you know? And of course, you know, we can become very much addicted to the news and the media and the things that are going on in the world. And, you know, not to minimize things, but my brothers and sisters, you know, people every single day in our world coming and going, you know, 130,000, 40,000 people born every day. 80, 90, 100,000 people dying every day. And someday that'll be for me and for you. We've all experienced these things, you know. We come into the world and we leave this world. And of course, you know, the terrible tragedies that happen. Of course, we want to pray about the tragedies that happen all over our world, whether they be disasters from nature, from flooding or earthquakes or anything like that. We, of course, we pray for those people and pray for their families, pray for their countries. But also, in a special way, we have to think about ourselves and our own spiritual life and where am I at in the spiritual life, or do I even have a spiritual life? So we're going to read from the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. And of course, if you're interested in anything else about the Catholic Church, you can go to EWTN.com is a great resource. The Diocese of Kalamazoo website, which is diokzoo.org, a great resource. And then HolyFamilyRadio.net is Grand Rapids-based Catholic radio station. We're 91.5 in Kalamazoo. 89.7 in the Battle Creek area, AM 1140 in the Grand Rapids area, and the news station 98.3 in the Grand Rapids area. And those are great resources, great Catholic radio. A lot of EWTN is run out of there. And, of course, they also post this radio program in there, too. So that's kind of the archive site for Epiphany radio programs from the past, you know. And we've been doing this now for a couple of years now, almost 3 years, and it's just a great ministry. And of course, you know, feel free to drop us a line either to the radio station or to St. John Bosco's in Matawan. That's where I reside out of mainly, that and St. Margaret Mary's in Marcellus. You know, feel free to contact us anytime. But just kind of settle in and relax and take a deep breath and, you know, grab your Bible if you want to and hold on to it. If you want to look and read along as we read along, you can do that as well. So our first reading is from Proverbs 31, and that will be 10 through 13 and 19 through 20 and also 30 through 31. Sometimes these get shortened up a little bit like this so that we can, it's all mainly for time reasons. So, but this is what the church has given us for a reading for this week. And so our first reading is Proverbs 31. When one finds a worthy wife, her value is far beyond pearls. Her husband, entrusting his heart to her, has an unfailing prize. She brings him good and not evil all the days of her life. She obtains wool and flax and works with loving hands. She puts her hands to the distaff and her fingers to ply the spindle. She reaches out her hands to the poor and extends her arms to the needy. charm is deceptive and beauty fleeting. The woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her a reward for her labors, and let her works praise her at the city gates. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our psalm reading is Psalm 128, 1 through 2, 3, 4, and 5. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Blessed are you who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways. For you shall eat the fruit of your handiwork. Blessed shall you be and favored. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the recesses of your home, your children like olive plants around your table. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Behold, thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Our next reading is from 1 Thessalonians 5, 1 through 6. 1 Thessalonians 5, 1 through 6. Concerning times and seasons, brothers and sisters, you have no need for anything to be written to you, for you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, when people are saying peace and security, then sudden disaster comes upon them, like labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, you are not in darkness for that day to overtake you like a thief. For all of your children are of the light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us stay alert and sober. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our next reading, our gospel reading, is from the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew 25, 14 through 30. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man was going on a journey, called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of the servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come share your master's joy." Then there was one who had received 2 talents, also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come and share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant, and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvested where I did not plant and gathered where I did not scatter? Should you not have put my money into the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So, wow, some great passages there, great scripture passages there. And in case you're just joining us, this is Deacon Louis Zemlich. This is the Epiphany Radio Program here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, the Catholic Diocese of Kalamazoo. And we're glad you're with us here today. A couple of websites to remember, diokzoo.org. That's the Diocese of Kalamazoo website. And if you're ever interested in contacting me, you can contact me through St. John Bosco Catholic Church in Mattawan. I'm there, I'm there every week, but mostly on the weekends, of course. But we're glad you're with us here today. Some really powerful words. You know, last week we had the virgins with oil, right? They had oil in their lamps, and the ones that didn't have extra oil, did. And when Jesus came, when God came to take them to heaven, they weren't prepared. And so it's really about preparedness. And some of these words that we hear, even from last week's gospel, are pretty hard, are pretty almost harsh in a way. It's almost this time to have the grown-up conversation, for most of us, we don't want to hear that, you know. And many of us, we want to go to church, we just want to see our friends, wave to our friends here and there, maybe have a donut, some coffee, and then move on. Well, my brothers and sisters, I guess you should turn the radio off now, because I'm going to interject some things, hopefully in a friendly way and a godly way, that it's time for us to stop being so lazy spiritually in our lives, and maybe physically being lazy in our lives. And so it's time for this grown-up conversation that Jesus has with us, wants to have with us, as any loving father wants to have this conversation with his children. And I think holiday time is a perfect time for that, because I think it's a time when we can regress back. You know, we all think that we're back at home and, you know, I'm 12 years old and all my brothers are older than me and they're all picking on me, blah, blah, blah. Well, we're all grown adults now, most of us who are probably listening to this program. We're mostly grown adults now, and we need to practice our faith, our Christian faith, our Catholic Christian faith. And when we talk about forgiveness, you know, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. You know, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So we need to ask ourselves, and I think, you know, God is, you know, asking ourselves quite strongly here, you know, what is your spiritual life like? What have you done with your talents? The talents that you have had, have been given in your life? Or are you living a life of fear? You know, not taking any really, you know, even being married is a risk. See, love is a great risk. Loving Jesus, being in the Catholic Church is a great risk. See, because everybody's not going to like you. Everybody's not going to like what you say, especially even if you're speaking the truth about this or that. Especially about marriage or divorce, or you know, how you talk to your children and how you treat your children, and how you treat your brothers and sisters, and how you treat your parents. You know, whether you just, you know, you just, you know, ignore them, you know, and still this whole attitude of it being all about me, you know. So a very beautiful thing that the church has pointed out here in this this gospel reading, I just want to kind of point to that, because our first reading from Proverbs, the church really doesn't have a exact teaching on this. But you can hear in these words, when one finds a worthy wife, her value is far beyond pearls. Her husband entrusted his heart to her as an unfailing prize. She brings him good and not evil all the days of her life. And my brothers and sisters, isn't that so true? You know, to have a good, loving wife, a good, loving husband, does make life easier. But we can all do better in that department, right? You know, we can all ask for forgiveness. You know, if you haven't bought your wife flowers lately, you know, maybe it's time you do that. Maybe it's time we do the grown-up thing, see? I'm going to use that word grown-up a few times, so I hope it doesn't bother people too much. Or maybe it should bother you. It bothers me when people say it to me. Oh, Louie, Deacon Louie, you need to grow up. Sometimes I hear that from my wife. You need to grow up. You know, you need to be a man. You need to be strong. You need to be principled. And these are the types of things. And when a woman says that, when a wife says that in a gentle, kind, loving way, she can mold that husband. She can mold that man into a great man. A great man. That's God's design. See? And the same thing goes for the man to the woman. Helps to mold her. Because the aim is, my brothers and sisters, for us to get each other, the husband and wife, working together, back and forth, to get each other to heaven. And even more so, for the children to see it. For the children to see you loving each other, kissing each other, hugging each other, showing affection and love, tenderness. And also to be able to buy flowers, you know, to say you're sorry. You know, show your children that. I don't care if your children are 40 and 50 and 60 years old and you're 80 or 90. Continue to show your parents what real love. Continue to show your children what real love is. And for you children, even though you may be 30, 40, or 50, show your parents that you have learned these things. Now, I know sometimes it can be very difficult, you know, in broken relationships where divorce happens and things like that. Show your honor and forgiveness through that. You know, that now that you can, you try to get along, you try to forgive, you work on those things. And some of those things can be very difficult. But this Proverbs 31 is just a beautiful thing for us to pray and meditate on. So our second reading, you know, this is this baptism is the true light that enlightens us all, so that we may become light. The Holy Spirit seeks to awaken us. To awaken us. To keep awake. Blessed is he who is awake. And so I ask you, my brothers and sisters, are you awake? Hopefully you are. It's, you know, 11:15 or 11:20. Right? And hopefully we are awake. But are we awake spiritually? See? Now, no one is going to come, you know, if you're 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, nobody's going to come. Your mom and dad aren't going to come to the house and force you to go to church, right? This is something that you're going to need to do. This is something where you need to, you know, get on your knees, ask God, dear God, help me. Help me spiritually. Help me to grow in your love. You know, watch that movie, It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart, right? Here's a man with no faith. But he finds this angel, right? This angel, Gabriel, who comes to him and helps him, right? There are Gabriels everywhere, these angels who come and visit us, people who talk to us, this and that. Tell us this, tell us that, and we ignore it. Ask us this and ask us that, and we ignore it. My brothers and sisters, it is time for us to wake up, to be awakened, awakened by the Holy Spirit, awakened by the love of Jesus Christ. And of course, this week, as we go to Thanksgiving time, this Thanksgiving, this word Eucharist, which we receive at Mass, receiving Holy Communion. And yes, my brothers and sisters, it is very, very different than receiving communion in any other church. Very, very different. Because as Catholics, we believe that this says, I belong to the Catholic Church. Okay? So if you want to receive Holy Eucharist, if you want to receive Holy Communion in the Catholic Church, and you say that, you know, I believe in the Catholic Church, I believe what the Church teaches, right? I believe that it goes all the way back to the apostles, all the way back to Peter, all the way back to Jesus. And I give you the power to loose and to bind. Jesus gives Peter that power. And that power is transferred to the priest, to the pastor. Right? So this Holy Eucharist, this Thanksgiving, this being grateful. So we think about that. We think about that this week as we head towards that day. What are we thankful for? What are we thankful for? And to ask the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts. There's one, and then, you know, what use, and then finally into the gospel. What have you made of your talents? The things, the gifts that God has given you. Or have you lived a life of fear where it's, I don't want to do anything, I might fail. So what? So you fail. You try again. And failure is kind of a funny thing because, you know, even some of the, look at Abraham Lincoln, you know, all the times that he ran for office and he finally succeeded, right? He finally succeeded and has become one of the greatest men in history, you know. But here's from this, I want to read this. This is really amazing. This is from 546 of the Catechism. And this is Jesus' invitation to all of us, my brothers and sisters. It's an invitation to all of us, you know, to become baptized. Be baptized in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know, if you don't want to join the Catholic Church, that's fine. But start praying, for heaven's sakes. Start praying. Start talking to God. You know, if you have a friend or two who says, don't waste your time with that, you need to decide. Because that friend who's saying, don't waste your time with that, is not going to be standing next to you when it's your last day, when it's your final hour, when there's this final accounting. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, we're leaving left and right. 90,000 plus a day on this world are dying, leaving every day for all different kinds of reasons. Okay? So the day does come for all of us. It will come for me and it will come for you. Every day. You don't have to worry about the end of the world. Worry about the end of your world. The end of your life. Which unfortunately or fortunately may be today. Maybe this very day. So we read this from Catechism 546 in reference to Matthew 25, 14 through 30. Jesus' invitation to enter his kingdom comes in the form of parables, a characteristic feature of his teaching. Through his parables, he invites people to the feast of the kingdom, but he also asks us for a radical choice. To gain the kingdom, one must give everything. Words are not enough. Deeds are required. The parables are like mirrors for man and woman. This will be hard soil or good earth for the word? Question mark. What use has he made of the talents he has received. Jesus and the presence of the kingdom in this world are secretly at the heart of the parables. One must enter the kingdom. That is, to become a disciple of Christ in order to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. For those who stay outside, everything remains enigmatic. See, meaningless. We don't understand it. But once again, here we are on the radio. Here we are at this gospel reading, which has been read over and over and over again. But has it touched your hearts, my brothers and sisters? That's what we have to ask ourselves. That's what we have to ask ourselves. Has this touched my heart? Do I think I need work in this area? You know, what is the status of my life? And no matter where you're at, my brothers and sisters, high, low, rich, poor, doesn't matter. Our spiritual life always needs attention. And especially heading into the holidays. For some people, it's a very difficult time. If you've got old stuff, you know, stuff that, you know, old angers, please, please, please ask for those to be healed. Healed within you and healed within the other person. And if the other person's not ready for that healing, at least you can start it. So maybe this time next year, the healing will come back to you as well from the other person. But we must try. Look at the state of our world. Look at the state of politics in this country. It's disastrous. See? And most of this happens because we don't pray. We don't pray. We don't meditate. We don't say we're sorry. We have a lot of work to do, my brothers and sisters. And many times when I preach at Mass, I preach about prayer and meditation. You know, these are the things that change us. Of course, the sacraments are so important. But for some people to get back into church, you know, it's very difficult for them to receive the Holy Eucharist, to receive reconciliation, to go to reconciliation, confession. It's very difficult. So we start with prayer. That's where we start. We begin with prayer. And that's where I ask you to begin today, my brothers and sisters. If you feel strong enough to come to Mass, to come to church, please come. You know, this is the big time, you know, of course, Christmas. You know, everybody shows up at Christmas and Easter. I can't imagine how great the world would be. How great the world would be as if as many people would show up at Christmas and Easter. And all churches, all denominations would show up every Sunday or every Saturday. How much different the world would be. All of us praying together. All of us really being spiritually fit. Loving one another. Forgiving one another. You know, it would be a totally different world. And we would all be that person with the five talents. There'd be very few people with just one. And we wouldn't be in fear, burying it in the ground, terrified of what God would do, terrified of what anybody's going to say. Instead, we become free. So my brothers and sisters, I wish you a blessed, blessed Thanksgiving and a blessed holiday season. And hope to be with you again next week. And we just pray for you, and we love you all, and we bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May God bless you. We love you. Happy Thanksgiving.